Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Earnings season is in full swing, and Facebook ultimately had a good day yesterday. What started out with this big spat with Apple ended with the company posting a huge jump in profits and user growth. The monthly active user base, which is sort of the big metric they follow, rose 9% to 2.32 billion. It also posted a huge 61% jump in profits. This company is scandal-proof, right?
Well, the scandals are still happening.
Right.
The problems are still there, just not in their financials.
Right.
It's a great business.
In the end, it's sort of like
exploiting consumers' private data is really lucrative.
It really is. And disappointingly, on the call, no one asked about the whole research app scandal or the pushback from Apple.
Nobody asked about it at all. I missed the call.
Nope.
See, this is what I think is interesting, because one of the things that Zuckerberg said on the call is this rah-rah stuff, we've turned a corner.
Yeah.
The past 2 years, year and a half, we've been focusing on fixing these problems, and now we can really turn a corner and focus on innovation again. And it's
tone-deaf.
You can't even make iPhone beta apps anymore because Apple is punishing you for your behaviors.
Right.
How are you going to be innovative? And
was that part of his prepared statements? Or
I don't know. I feel
like someone needed to go in and edit that a little bit. there were some weird little nuggets he didn't mention. I just thought it was funny. He mentioned that Portal sales did better than he expected, which makes me wonder what his expectations were.
Right.
We'll sell 5. Because who bought one of those things?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's interesting that he said that about Portal sales.
Yeah. And so, this is, I guess, proof that the delete Facebook movement, as much noise as it got last year, hasn't really had that much of an impact.
Yeah, it's another one of those things where it's hard to know. So when we look at monthly and daily active users, they've gone up year over year.
Yep.
But I believe that haven't monthly active users basically stayed level the past couple, sequentially?
Sequentially. You might have a good point about that.
I think they've been staying sort of on an even keel, which in Facebook terms is not great. Facebook terms is all about relentless growth.
Growth.
So that's one way of looking at it.
So we'll see. So Apple wasn't the only phone maker to disappoint. Samsung also posted last night steep declines in revenue and profit. This was everything from weaker smartphone sales to lower chip demand. Really, everything was kind of bad. It's not really a surprise. Both Apple and Samsung last year put out phones that were pretty much the same devices as a year ago, but with a little bit of an upgrade. So it's clear that I think either folks are hungry for something different or the smartphone market has peaked. And we're at a point where smartphone sales are declining for the first time.
Yeah.
So, which makes sense because, my phone's good enough.
Yeah.
Both 3 of my phones, they're all good enough for me.
Yeah.
It's hard to think about whether or not you actually need to upgrade. Obviously, Samsung is looking forward to the Galaxy S10. That's going to get launched next month. We're still in January. Next month. And so hopefully maybe some 5G, maybe some foldable devices.
Right.
I think this market's definitely desperate for something to excite us, right?
And beyond smartphones, wasn't 5G equipment a bright spot for Samsung?
Yes.
Your favorite topic?
My favorite topic. There's the investment in 5G is chugging along. So yes, that was definitely a bright spot, but obviously it wasn't enough to overshadow the bigger businesses. Yep. So for full coverage, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Thanks for listening.